Hello, everybody, and welcome to Copcast. This is episode number one. We will be the best ever. I hope, with your help, if you listen. If you don't listen, then I really can't be number one if you don't listen. I mean, that's not how it works. You have to listen for me to be number one. Let's not have arguments like that again. Seriously, that was a complete waste of time. Yes, you, the listener, whoever is listening, stay listening, man. Stay listening. They say if you listen more, I forgot how the saying went. But anyways, my name is Cobb. This is the first episode of my podcast, and I love politics, and I love MMA, my two favorite things in the world. I love sports, obviously. I love NFL, I mean football, basketball, you know. I'm not so much into basketball because we don't have a team here. Our team got stolen. I'll leave it at that. Our team, the NBA team, got stolen from our city. And it sucks. It really sucks. We have nothing to watch here during the winter, okay? I wish I could go watch some basketball game. I miss our old team. Save our Sonics. That's our team. Anyways, this is a new beginning for me. I'm trying to put my voice out there. I want people to hear me. I want to hear people. I love hearing other people's opinions. I love debating other people regarding politics, regarding MMA, my two favorite things, again, sports in general. Also, speaking of sports, the NFL, Patriots versus the Rams is tomorrow. I'm not sure who I want to cheer more because I hate both. Being in Seattle, that where I am, I don't like the Rams. I mean, that's our rival. And everyone hates the Patriots. Plus, they beat us in the Super Bowl. So I hate the Patriots as well. I don't know who to go for. I don't know. That's a huge, huge deal, I guess. I'm not sure who I'm going to go for. I honestly wish they both lose. But I know someone will win. If someone would win, I mean, I think I would rather keep it in the NFC West. You know, maybe, yeah, I would want the Rams to win. Yeah, I hate Brady too much. I don't really hate Brady. I hate him that he's so good, obviously. I'm a hater. I'm a pure hater. Brady is good. He's the greatest. I'm tired of them winning. I hope he loses. I don't like the Rams. I hate hearing their fans. All of a sudden, LA fans. They got a lot. I mean, they don't even got a lot of fans. They got a lot of bandwagons. That's what they used to call us, Seahawks fans. Oh, look all the bandwagon fans. But that's not the point. The point is, MMA and political science, and you, the listener, I hope you listen. I will be doing my podcast I'm going to try to do one every day, and I'm also going to keep it under 10 minutes. 10 minutes max, hopefully, or, you know, again, I don't want to talk forever. I mean, unless we make it into a huge thing with you guys, if you listen, if I get some listeners, if it becomes huge, then yeah, hell yeah, I'm going to do it 7 hours a day. Just remember that. First episode, you were here. Where were you? You were listening to the Copcast. Anyways, I want to say something regarding politics. No, I don't care about if you're a Democrat or a Republican or a Social Democrat or whatever you choose, because at the end of the day, they're all bullshit. Honestly, I hate being aligned with a certain group. I hate being labeled this, you're a Democrat, you're a Republican, you're this, you're that. Why can't it be about the person or whoever is running? I hate that we have to choose. It sucks. It honestly sucks. It shouldn't be about that. I wish that we could figure out a way where we could choose for the vote for the person instead of the party. I hate being affiliated with any of those parties because I'm gonna vote for whoever I see that has my interest. And one of my number one things is war. If I see that you are a warmonger, if you talk about war, if you want to change this, or if you want to change this regime, you want to change that, you want to go to this country and take out their leader, no, I'm not going to vote for you. I hate wars. I hate sanctions on people. I hate what we're doing with Venezuela right now. I think we should stay out of it. Okay? I hate that. That Venezuela is the latest Syria, in my opinion. That is our latest target. We have to be involved somehow. Why? Why do we have to be involved? Oh, the people are hungry? That's because we put sanctions on them. That's why they're hungry. If we stay out of it and we just mind our own business, we shouldn't have an issue. Okay? Just stay out of it. We don't need to be involved in Venezuela and their politics. They chose their president. And we shouldn't. Again, we should not sanction the people. When a country is sanctioned, when we hear our political Congress members or the president, whoever it is, saying they're going to sanction this country or that country, or like right now with Venezuela, the sanctions hurt the people. The people can't get the food. The people can't get the necessities to do whatever they, you know, toilet paper, whatever they need. They can't get it because of our sanctions. That's why the people are hungry. Stay out of it. We should stay out of it. Stay out of every country. I hate war. I hate this nonsense of meddling in other countries. We should just stop and fix our own issues. We all have issues. As people, we have issues. As a country, we have issues. Every country has issues. Let's start by fixing ourselves. Now, that's my quick rant on Venezuela and politics. Obviously, I will get into in detail about more of these things as they go. This is just a quick preview, I guess, of my future podcast, or just in general of how it might go. I mean, obviously, it's going to change. I'm talking about the podcast, okay, right now. I know I'm all over the place, but I just hate war, honestly. That's why I hate we're involved in Venezuela. You know, I hate that. Anyways, I love MMA. I love the UFC especially. I love the fighters, not the UFC. I really don't care. They provide the greatest show in the octagon, I guess. They really do. They have the best fighters. They have the best media, PR, whoever they have it all. Dana White is a genius. I know some people hate him, but that man is a genius. The UFC is on top of everything. I believe, in my opinion, MMA in general, the whole MMA, UFC, Bellator, all one, it will become the future. It is the future sports. I don't believe the NFL will last or stay as strong as it is. The NBA, it's always been sort of in the middle. It will stay there. I believe the MMA is coming. Okay? In 20 years, it might be the number one thing. I really believe that. That obviously depends on how the UFC does on ESPN. I think this is a huge. Now that they got this contract with the UFC, ESPN, it will be huge. Now, obviously, when you hear sports, you hear ESPN. ESPN got all the sports. So that will be huge. I really can't wait. I cannot wait for all the fights that's coming up. TJ Dillashaw still mad about his loss. He was just talking on Joe Rogan. Henry Cejudo is a beast. That guy is a beast. I love watching him. Khabib's suspension and his fines, ridiculous. I get the suspension, the fine, ridiculous. I don't care who you are. You could be a Conor fan. You could be a Khabib fan. Well, obviously, probably if you're a Khabib fan, you're going to be mad. But if you're a Conor fan or just any fan, if you're a fan of the of MMA, that is just a huge fine. 500,000 getting fined like that is pretty ridiculous. I don't care who you are. That is a lot of money. That is a lot. 500,000 fine? Come on, man. That is ridiculous. I get it. The suspension, whatever. Do you what you gotta do. But that's a lot. Conor got $50,000 fine. That's nothing. $50,000 is nothing. I mean, he got millions, hundreds of millions. I mean that's okay. It could have been $25,000. I'm like, okay. If Conor got $25,000, let's say Khabib got $100,000, then that's okay. Khabib did more, you know. But that $500,000 is ridiculous. That's just way too much. What else? This is the first episode of Copcast. I'm gonna end it right here. I want to keep them under 10 minutes, like I said, or 15 minutes. It depends, obviously. We'll see how it goes. So please come back and listen. There will be more. If you like it, if you don't like it, I guess just let me know if there's a way. You can send me those voice messages. All right, everybody, have a good day and go.